Buses. Double-decker buses.
Under the sea?
Yes, mate.
Oh,
where? Went to, same place, Jamaica. I think it was a hotel called the Club Caribbean. Mm. And, they got, like, a diving school there.
Yeah.
And, they were telling me that when they built the hotel, they had to create a beach. So, in effect, they had to create a break to stop the sand from disappearing.
I see.
They stuck 8 double-decker buses.
Eight?
Wow.
Yeah, all in a row, yeah.
Who wants to say it? All right, you wait for one. You're under the sea, and as you are snorkeling along, you think, you wait all day, and then 8 come along. To see, right. If you weren't aware of this, and you were snorkeling, and you saw 8 double-decker buses in front of you.
No, well, there's a diving school there where you can go and, you know, you learn how to dive and stuff like that. And one of the trips is to go out, and you can sit in the driver's seat and
have
it's wicked, yeah, yeah.
No, it's the one time you can guarantee a seat. You see,
they are starting to rust a bit, because, I mean, it was about, 5 years ago when I went, and they were starting to rust a bit then, but...
That's a mess.
Well, they'll turn into a reef eventually, won't they?
Yeah, I know, but to see them in the state that you did, what an honour, Tony. And we've covered lots of things over the years, but I've never heard of the 8 double-decker buses under the sea.
Tony, did you get a photograph of yourself at the sea?
No, I never. Oh. I was doing a photographic shoot out there, and we're only there for, 2 days, but...
I'd have to take one of the underwater video cameras and play around on the buses and stand on the platform of the front one and go, "Well, I hate you, bottle up, I hate you, bottle up, yeah. Get this bottle out." Oh, do an entire under the water on the buses. Thank you very much indeed, Tony. What a piece of information.
Wow.
I hate you, bottle up.